Once upon a time, a long time ago, there lived a young wife in a quaint little cottage along the Irish sea coast. Every morning, after finishing the chores about the house, she would take long walks on the beach, watching the gulls circle overhead and the sunlight dance upon the water. Then one day, something special happened. While on one of her walks, the young wife heard a strange sound drifting on the coastal breeze, a haunting strain of music. Curious, she followed the sound that seemed to ebb and swell with the wind until she came upon the cause of such a melody. There, washed up upon the shore, were the skeletal remains of a great whale, bleached white from the sun, its arched ribcage curving high above the sand. As the wind whistled through the bones, they hummed and sang in echoing harmony. The young wife was enchanted by the music and decided to rest a while to listen. But soon she fell asleep, lulled by the wind and the whale and the warm sunshine. It was noontime when her husband returned to their cottage from his shop. He entered happily, expecting his noonday meal, only to find the house unexpectedly empty. Thinking his beloved was perhaps away fetching water from the well, he decided to wait. But his worry grew ever stronger when at length she did not return. Afraid that something might have happened, he decided to set out in search of his missing wife. Following the path he knew she usually took on her morning walks, the young man soon heard the wonderful music and quickened his pace to find its source. Soon he came upon the whale and his peacefully sleeping wife, and thankfully realized what had happened. He too found the music hauntingly delightful, and after gently waking his wife, they relaxed together a great while upon the shore, listening in rapture to tunes no one else had ever heard before. The day soon passed until it was growing dark and time for them to return home before nightfall. Yet the memory of the music made by the whale's many ribs in the wind stayed with them. How could they capture that music and make it their own? Working with his tools of trade, the young man fashioned a frame of wood, wider at the top and narrower at the base, while his wife spun a set of strings, one for each rib. Once strung, their fingers became the wind that gave breath to this new instrument, which they soon shared with all their friends and family. And that is how the Irish harp came to the people of Erin.